Dear brothers, patience, incredible patience, incredible patience with doubting disciples. That's what strikes me each year on Easter too, as the gospel shows Jesus dealing with doubting Thomas. Perhaps that strikes me so strongly because I see Thomas's reflections so often in the mirror. How thankful I can be that Jesus doesn't break bruised reeds or snuff out smoldering wicks. How thankful I can be that he still answers the prayer first spoken by a demon-possessed boy's father, "I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief." May the nail marks in the hands and side of our risen Lord continue to assure you of the Easter peace only he can bring to our hearts.